Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is the true teacher, who will teach us all today through revelation knowledge of your word, which will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. For a few moments today, I want to go back and look at a scripture I just can't seem to get away from. It's Galatians 4:19. And we talked about that in episodes 170, 171, and 172. And we may even be repeating some things here, but it's just a new emphasis has kind of come to me on this, and I want to just share it with you. Galatians 4:19 from the King James says, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you." That's a powerful scripture, and you can go back and listen to those three episodes. Let me repeat them again. Number 170, 171, and 172. And we went into some detail on this and background on why Paul is writing this. But to me, a lot of this deals with intercessory prayer and travailing in birth. And if you've never experienced that, it's something else. I believe it's supernatural. I believe it's that type of prayer is what God desires for our spirits to pray. For certain people and for certain situations, so that we can pray the perfect will of God over the saints according to the word. But notice what he says here. He says, "I travail in birth again, so this is not something he did just once, until Christ be formed in you." One of my favorite translations, the Passion Translation, reads this way, "You are my dear children, but I agonize in spiritual labor pains once again until the Anointed One will be fully formed in your hearts." Fully formed in your hearts. A couple of key scriptures to reference that. Ephesians 3:19 from the King James says, well, we're back up with verse 18. Oh my gosh, we're back up to verse 17. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts." This is part of a prayer. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." So Christ is formed in you, and one way of sharing this, another way of saying this, is you are filled with the fullness of God. The New Living Translation of that says, "May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." I mean, this is incredible. English Standard Version, "that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." See, the fullness of God is found in the love of God. Think about that. The fullness of God is the love of God. It's because God is love. And he wants us to be filled with that love, filled with that fullness. And that is found in Christ. Because it says in Colossians 2:9, For in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. So we are complete in him, and in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And if he's in us, guess what's in us? The fullness of the Godhead bodily. Praise God. So we are filled with the fullness of God. That's the form of godliness that does not deny the power of godliness. Praise God. And that's the form that he desires our spirits to take, our souls to take, our bodies to take, to have that life of Christ flowing through us. And that's why he's praying this. He said, "I want you to be filled with the fullness of God," basically, because I want you, the love of Christ, I want the Christ to be formed in you. And when you do that, then you are taking on the shape of Christ inside. Christ is filling the mold of your spirit, I like to put it that way, the outline and shape of your spirit. And it's interesting, I'm no Greek scholar, but I looked it up, the word form, and began to do a little study on it. And it's basically saying that he's praying until a mind and life live in complete harmony with the mind and life of Christ. Isn't that cool? That your mind and your life live in complete harmony with the mind and life of Christ. And the tense of the verb in the passage here means that he's praying that the Christ shall have been formed in you, shall have been formed in you. Because you see, once Christ is in you, then you will take on the form of Christ. And he's praying that past tense, it shall have been done. And it's, since it's already done, it's up to you and I to walk in it. And that's by faith. And that's by getting out of the way and letting Christ flow through us. Well, we talked a good bit deal on this in three other episodes, so I'm not going to go into more detail and repeat myself too much. But let's look over back at Galatians 2:20 again. Galatians 2:20 from the Passion says, "My old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah and no longer lives, for the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine." That word dispenses means to distribute or provide a service or information to a number of people. I think that's cool. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines that as to divide and share out according to a plan. Isn't that interesting? According to a plan. Well, the plan is the Word of God. The plan is the New Covenant. And his life and his is dispensed into us so that we have the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We're filled with the life of God. And it's up to us to continually be being filled with the Holy Spirit to charge up that life by praying in the Spirit and to show that life and exemplify that life. And that way we live up to the prayer that Paul is praying for these folks and what actually Holy Spirit is praying for us, that Christ be formed in us. Praise God. Well, we could go on and on with this, but isn't that marvelous? When I think about dispenser, I think of in United States of America, we have small cups. And when I was growing up, they were called Dixie cups. They were a cup that by a certain company, and you would get a Dixie cup dispenser and you could pick one cup out at a time. And I really believe that a lot of times systematically, one at a time, truth is revealed to us. But it's not limited to that. It's not limited to one truth at a time, because all the life of God and all the revelation knowledge of God has been given. It's up to us to receive it. Praise God. I think of Jesus talking to Peter, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." He revealed revelation knowledge is so key to understand the Word and for us to understand how to grow up into and be formed by the Holy Spirit and letting Christ be formed in us so that we exemplify the fruit and gifts of the Spirit. Well, I've gone far beyond where I thought I was going to go. But anyway, I just wanted to share that thought with you when it came to me recently, that there's just more in these scriptures, and there's always more progressive and systematic revelation and progressive revelation that just keeps coming to us and coming to us as we systematically study the Word and make ourselves available in the presence of God. He'll show us. He'll show us things to come. He'll show us how the life of Christ can be formed in us. I love that. Until our mind and life live in complete harmony with the mind and life of Christ. Praise God. Father God, I thank you for this believer as they listen to your Word within their spirit, that you'll show them revelation knowledge more and more how Christ is formed in them so that he can flow through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.